again to another edition of the Bronco Report podcast. My name is BJ Raines, the Boise State beat writer for the Idaho Press Tribune and our website, idahopress.com. The Broncos lost a tough one in week one, a 38-6 loss at Washington in the season opener. They'll be back at it on Saturday in the home opener at Bronco Stadium against the University of Tennessee at Martin Skyhawks, member of the FCS division who beat a ranked Chattanooga team from the FCS in week one. Nice enough to join us for a couple minutes on the program to talk about the upcoming game on Saturday is the head coach of the UT Martin Skyhawks, Jason Simpson. Jason, thanks so much for joining us. A nice win in week one against Chattanooga. Tell us a little bit about that ball game.
It's a rival for us, and so it was a great win. Nice win to be on, go on the road and get off to a good start on Thursday night. And so it'll be good for us in recruiting here in the state of Tennessee and in the Southeast. So, our first three games are very challenging. Of course, this one is unbelievable challenge coming every Boise. So good to be 1-0 as we make that trip.
Coach, it looks like in that 31-21 win over Chattanooga in your season opener that the ground game really worked for you. 289 yards rushing. You had two players with over 100 yards each. DJ McNeil had 134 yards rushing, and Trent Garland had 116 yards rushing. Talk about your ground game a little bit. It certainly looks like you guys have a nice rushing attack.
Well, we want to be as balanced as we can. I mean, each week it may differ, depending on what defenses structurally give us a chance to do. And, in the years past, we may have thrown the ball more than we ran the ball. But breaking in new quarterbacks, so looking for different ways, taking some pressure off those guys. And, that was what Chattanooga allowed us to do. So we kept handing things off, and our offensive line running backs did a solid job.
Coach, talk about your quarterbacks a little bit. It looks like you used two quarterbacks in the game. Dylan Favre, the nephew of Brett Favre, went 9-for-12 for 83 yards and a touchdown. He also rushed 37 yards on 9 attempts and had a rushing touchdown. But you also used Jared Neal, who was 10-for-15 for 79 yards and an interception. Looks like you're going to play two quarterbacks. Talk about that a little bit, and it looks like each one of them brings something different to the table.
Well, they do, and, we graduated our all-time leading passer, this past season, Derek Carr. So, we had a good competition in camp, guys trying to earn that spot, and both those guys did a good had a good preseason camp, so we felt like both of them deserved to play. And you're right, they do both bring different physical skills to our offense. So we'll look to continue to play both of them this week as well.
Visiting for another minute or two with Jason Simpson, the head coach of the UT Martin Skyhawks, as they get ready to travel to Boise for Saturday's matchup against the Boise State Broncos, a 1 p.m. kickoff at Bronco Stadium. And Jason, I know that you guys played on the opening Thursday night of the season, so I would assume when that Boise State-Washington game was going on Saturday night, you were watching that game live. What did you think watching that game? And I guess as the score got out of hand there in the second half, what was kind of going through your mind?
Well, I didn't really look at it like that. When you're watching, your future opponent, you're just watching how big and strong and well coached that they are, and the score is kind of irrelevant to you. As a matter of fact, I didn't really even pay attention to the score until looking at the stats the next day. But with the prestigious program like Boise State has, an unbelievable job Coach Peterson and has done. They haven't lost many games in the tenure that he's been there. So it's just kind of when you read press clippings or talk to different media, and you're playing a team that had a loss, I just kind of chuckle to myself because. 80-something wins and just a handful of losses since he's been head coach there. So it's unbelievable. What an outstanding job.
So you think maybe you're catching him at the wrong time here?
Well, I don't know. When's it better to play him? After, the win, got a lot of confidence, or lose and have a point to prove the next week. So I don't know. Who knows what the psyche would do with him. But their coaches have him ready to play, and we'll get an outstanding Boise State football team on Saturday.
Visiting for another minute here with Jason Simpson, the head coach of the Skyhawks. What challenges do when you look at the tape of Boise State? What challenges do they possess to you guys?
Well, first and foremost, the size difference, and a lot of positions, the speed difference. That there's some bad matchups for us, and there's some other matchups to where we've got some guys that can run and do some things as well. That's first and foremost. Anytime an FCS team's playing the FBS team, and then secondly, schematically on defense, they've got a great scheme out of that 3-4, from odd to even, and they just cause you a lot of problems. Making sure you've got the right numbers at the point of attack, and they're multiple with their blitzes, so they bring you some lot of exit and out problems as well.
Now, final two things. I know there were, seven of the FCS teams that won last week in week one. How much do you kind of use that as motivation, showing your club that it has been done recently?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, we had an opportunity last year to be the FBS team with Memphis, you know, a team here in Tennessee. So that was a great thrill for us. But, you know, it didn't have absolutely no bearing on the game. I didn't really even bring it up to our players. I'm sure they saw it, you know, on highlights and different things. It had, you know, absolutely nothing, had contributed nothing to our preparation this week. And I don't think it would give us a first down or give us a stop in the game.
Final thing, I know you guys are coming out on Thursday, maybe a day earlier than maybe you would for a normal road game. I understand you're going to kind of treat this like a little mini bowl game and try to give these kids a nice experience.
Exactly, and, you know, what a great – we're certainly excited about it. Most of our kids, you know, hadn't been that far, you know, west, or most of our players are from the, you know, from the southeast here, so we're so excited about it. You know, the blue turf, you know, the whole deal, and everybody we've dealt with on the telephone making all the arrangements has been, you know, it's been, you know, just outstanding and so polite and kind, and we're looking forward to getting there and hopefully you'll represent our university well.
Jason Simpson, the head coach of the UT Martin Skyhawks, nice enough to join us. Coach, really appreciate it. Best of luck on Saturday. It should be a great game. The Boise State Broncos and the UT Martin Skyhawks, as Boise State tries to rebound from the tough loss in the season opener and get back to 1-1 on the season. Kickoff Saturday at 1 p.m. on ESPN3.com. We'll have you covered here at IdahoPress.com with all the pregame blogs, postgame interviews, everything in between. If you want some Boise State news, we've got it at IdahoPress.com. I'm BJ Raines for the Bronco Report Podcast. Have a good day.